President Donald Trump's war of words with Ukraine's President Zelensky has continued in the past 24 hours. Mr. Trump has accused the Ukrainian leader of starting the war, of talking the US into spending $350 billion on a war that couldn't be won, of having terrible approval ratings, avoiding elections, and being a dictator. Here's a flavor of Mr. Trump's remarks.
But think of it, a modestly successful comedian. President Zelensky talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that basically couldn't be won, that never had to start and never would have started if I was president, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years, never would have started. A dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left. Got to move fast because that war is going in the wrong direction. In the meantime, we're successfully negotiating an end to the war with Russia, something I'll admit that only Trump is going to be able to do in the Trump administration. We're going to be able to do it. I think Putin even admitted that.
And listening to those remarks of President Trump's, our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, there's been a lot more like that in the last 24 hours, Sean. A lot of rewriting of facts and Mr. Trump's points and a lot of Moscow's talking points.
Yes, and it's the Moscow talking points that people are more worried about rather than necessarily fact-checking Trump. I mean, he claimed again this figure that the US has spent more money on the war than the EU. Most analysts say, no, that's not the case. The EU has either spent or committed more money on the war. And of the military spending that the EU has done, 69% of it has come back to American factories for buying weapons from the Americans. So, you know, what are they complaining about there? But there's a whole range of things in there that are just flat wrong. Calling Zelensky a dictator because they don't have elections. He was due to have an election last year, 2024, but there's martial law in Ukraine because the war is on. They've suspended the normal process of holding elections, but that's been done plenty of times. There was no election in the United Kingdom during World War One. It was supposed to happen in 2016, probably a good idea. It didn't happen in 1916, rather. And then World War Two, there was no British election from 1935 to 1945. So by Trump's definition, Winston Churchill was a dictator. But again, it's the Moscow talking points, accusing the Ukrainians of starting the war, calling Zelensky a dictator, accusing him of fraud, of cheating the US taxpayer out of money. These are things that have been thrown out by the Moscow propaganda machine over the past 3 years at Zelensky. And to hear them coming from the President of the United States is quite shocking, and is quite shocking to a lot of people here in Washington, D.C., including Republican senators who have normally been pretty hawkish against Russia at the best of times and very hawkish against them during this war period. But their criticisms of Trump have been pretty muted, it has to be said.
And his envoy, General Kellogg, is in Ukraine today. I suppose the question is, what is Trump's peace plan? So far, it seems to be let Russia go on bombing, let Ukraine give in and hand over 50% of their rare earths to the US in perpetuity.
That seems pretty much like it. I mean, there's a lot of just people being taken aback, really, at the Americans appearing to give away Ukrainian territory and to give away the prospect of Ukraine joining NATO right before there's even any negotiations going on at all. That meeting in Riyadh between a US and a Russian delegation. The Americans were the ones who are giving ground and giving things away. The Russians appear to have given nothing away and indeed started asking for more, which tends to be the way when you're doing any kind of negotiations with the Russians. They're a pretty hard-nosed bunch. But Trump, the great deal maker, is giving stuff away right at the start. And that has a lot of people in this town scratching their heads in bewilderment, really.
You talk about reaction there in the States, Sean. I mean, right across Europe, people, you know, are talking a lot about this US change on Ukraine. How high is it on the US political agenda, given everything else that's going on?
Well, you're right. I mean, there is a huge amount of other things going on. But in the past 24 hours or so, this has come to dominate the bulletins here. It's contending with that extraordinary plane crash up in Canada for literally being the bulletin lead. So it is getting a lot of attention here. And a lot of people are uneasy with this because it is such a radical 180 degree turnaround on what American policy has been up until now.
And the other area where Europe wants to know what's the plan is on trade. EU Trade Commissioner Sefcovic, he's in town in Washington to try and work out the trade plan. He's been warning that if the Trump administration imposes tariffs on EU goods, the EU will respond. Let's hear what he had to say.
The EU sees no justification for sudden unilateral tariff increases by the US. Therefore, to protect European interests, we will have no choice but to respond firmly and swiftly. But we do hope to avoid this scenario.
So his question, I suppose, in Washington, Sean, is what's the plan? Do we know?
No, he doesn't really know. He has the straws in the wind. But I mean, that little extract was the stick in a speech that was mostly carrots, because he's come to town trying to give Donald Trump what Donald Trump likes most, and that is a deal. So Trump had said last week he wants to have a reciprocal tariff regime against all countries in the world, which he's accused of taking advantage of America and running huge trade surpluses to American disadvantage. That's not how most economists over here would see it. Shefcovic is saying, well, look, if you have a problem with tariffs, let's certainly talk about tariffs. How about we talk about cutting tariffs together and reducing them? In fact, why don't we get rid of tariffs? He's offering to scrap tariffs altogether in industrial goods, for example, and also on agricultural product, which would be one that would be of interest to Ireland.
And finally, very briefly, Sean, any sign of Ireland's Patrick's Day invitation?
There's no official word on it yet, but there is signs of things coming together for probably the week before St. Patrick's week, because the US Congress is not sitting during St. Patrick's week. So there's no point turning up here. There won't be many people around town that week. So it'll probably be the week beforehand.
So it looks as if it is going ahead. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, 19 minutes past seven.